Breaking Point, a drama of the racecourse adapted in six parts by Roy Lomax from the novel Nerve by Dick Francis, features Michael Kitchen as Rob Finn. This morning we present episode 4, Nobody Loves a Loser.
I don't understand it, Corrin. Just when a jockey starts to win regularly, bang, he has an accident. It's uncanny.
Oh, come on, James. Surely you...
I do wish they'd hurry up and get Rob back here. I wonder what's holding them up.
Don't get into a sweat about it, James. Every jockey takes a tumble now and again.
Corrin, that was a bad fall. He could be crippled.
He'll be all right. Anyway, you can see for yourself in a minute.
Go careful with him.
They know what they're doing, James.
How is he?
Well, it's not too bad, Mr. Axminster. There's no need for hospital.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
What did I tell you?
How long will he be out of action?
Oh, I'd say, a couple of weeks. But he's very heavily bruised.
But no other damage?
No, he was lucky.
I think I'll leave you to it, James. See you later.
Yes, okay, Corrin. May I go in and see him?
Oh, I should think so, yes. But not too long, please. He needs all the rest he can get.
I'll remember. Thank you. Rob?
Mr. Axminster.
How are you, lad?
Still breathing. How's Jupiter, boy?
He's fine. But don't you worry about him. That was quite a fall.
Yeah, so they tell me.
I expected the worst, the way he rolled over on you.
I do feel a bit squashed.
I wonder if it wouldn't be better to take you to hospital, just to be on the safe side.
No, there's nothing wrong. A good sleep won't put right.
I don't know so much.
I'll be ready to ride in a couple of days.
I doubt it, lad. This fall may have shaken you up much more than you realize.
No, I'm fine, really.
Well, perhaps you are, but I'm not thinking of the sort of damage that shows up on an X-ray plate.
I say... excuse me. It's Miss Finn, isn't it?
Yes.
I thought I recognized you. If you remember, we met just before Christmas.
Oh, Mr. Kemplaw, of course. Dunstable Races.
That's right. You were a little less than complimentary about my television program.
Oh, please don't remind me. I was very rude.
No. It was an honest opinion.
Well, perhaps I was prejudiced.
Well, maybe a little. And what about your cousin? How's Rob?
Oh, much better now.
Good, I'm pleased. That was a nasty fall, you know. Keep him out of racing for a few days, I should think.
Oh, he expected to be riding the next day. You know Rob.
Yes, but he mustn't rush things.
Well, that's what I told him. And now he's developed a horrible rash round his middle. He won't talk about it, but I'd say it was shingles.
Oh, that sounds like nerves. He must be careful, you know. Get it cleared up. Still, a good rest should do the trick.
Well, he's hoping to race again on Saturday.
Well, I'm sure we all want to see him back as soon as possible, but I wonder if he isn't jumping the gun a little.
Hello, Rob, mate.
How are you, Rob?
You all right now?
Fine, thanks. Much better.
Hello, Rob. Good to see you.
Thanks, James.
All fit now?
Oh, raring to go. You have a ride for me today?
I'm afraid not.
Oh. I was looking forward to it.
I didn't expect to see you for a few days. I've had to spread some of your regular rides around. It wouldn't be fair to cancel them now.
No, of course not.
Well, don't worry. I'll have something for you by the end of next week. Unless, of course...
Yes?
Corin Keller was looking for a jockey this morning. Have you ever ridden Shantytown?
No.
Oh, on second thoughts, it might be as well if you didn't.
Oh, why is that?
He's difficult, uncontrollable, tends to run away. He'll tear your arms out at the sockets if he gets half a chance. No, I think you better have a warm-up ride first.
I can manage him, James.
You're sure you're up to it?
More than sure.
Very well. By the way, the owner is John Ballerton. He's as difficult as a horse. Ex-guards officer. Don't let him get under your skin, will you? Well, come along. We'll see if we can find Torrin.
For the jockeys at Mounted, please. Jockeys, please.
Just a moment, Finn.
Yes?
Mr. Ballaton would like a word with you.
Oh, yes, sir. Good afternoon, Mr. Ballaton.
Sir, so you're my jockey,
Yes, sir.
Finn has had a good winning run this season, Mr. Ballaton.
Yes. I understand this is your first race after a fall.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, are you fit?
Definitely.
Good. Shantytown's on top form, Mr. Keller?
Oh, as good as he'll ever be.
In other words, a winner.
Well, certainly at his best, sir.
Well, there you are, Finn. No problem with your horse. It's up to you. Just take your riding instructions from Mr. Keller and stick to them.
Yes, sir.
Now, Finn, you should give him his head.
He's a keen horse, full of running, natural front runner. So give him his head at the off. He'll go for that first jump like a bat out of hell. So don't try to pull him in.
And while they're beginning to get themselves sorted out, there are two changes from the card. Sweet Rachel is now being ridden by Les Hubby. And out for the first time this season, Shantytown, with a last-minute rider, Rob Finn, now fully recovered from his fall last month. And Shantytown playing up as they go under starter's orders, and they're being called into line. Shantytown still reluctant, and they're off. They're all away now, with Shantytown a bit slow off the mark, racing up to the first, a plain fence, the field tightly bunched, with Shantytown just the back marker. Finn working hard to get on terms, and at the first, it's East Lynn, just ahead of Caution Lad, with Falsetto and Baccarat beginning to descend.
Not Shantytown's day, was it, Rob?
That's the understatement of the year. Mind how you take him to the box. He's likely to fall asleep any second.
Come on, Mike. Finn. Rob Finn.
Yes, Mr. Keller?
Mr. Ballaton wants a word with you.
What the hell do you think you were playing at, Finn?
I'm sorry, sir. He never got going from the start.
Oh, don't talk such rubbish, man. I've never seen such incompetent riding of you, Colin.
It's not at all what I expected, sir.
Appalling. Finn, you couldn't ride a pig cart with a net over it.
I did make up some ground on the straight.
Too late. You missed the start. You couldn't be bothered to make it up. You're idle. You're bone idle.
Perhaps you ought to take a look at Shantytown for yourself, Mr. Ballaton.
If you can't ride a decent race on a horse that pulls, say so.
I'm sorry. There just wasn't a spark of life in him, and that's the truth.
Corin, is my horse a puller, or is he not?
He is, sir.
And in your opinion, he was fit, on top form?
He was trained to win, sir.
There you are, Finn. Mr. Keller asked you to ride Shantytown because he believed you were reliable. Well, I don't care how many winners you've had in the past, he was wrong. We'll have to do a damn sight better than this if you want to go on winning. Anyway, you'll never ride another horse of mine. I can promise you that.
And they're taking closer order now as they come up to the water jump on the second circuit. It's Batman over first, followed by Swanley, Terra, Cross Keys, two lengths ahead of the rest of the field, with Rob Finn pushing Dingbat through on the rails. And he's pulled up. Dingbat's out of the race. Finn has pulled Dingbat up at the water, and Batman nearly went to the next. He's lost ground to Swanley, and Terra's going to...
And they're coming to the final turn with three more to jump, and it's Blue Skies, Bonaparte, Flying Eagle just up on Barrow Boy, and Blue Skies touching down ahead of Bonaparte, Finn on Flying Eagle. Oh, and a terrible mistake by Rob Finn. Now he got it all wrong, puts him right out of contention. And it's Blue Skies, Bonaparte, Barrow Boy, and Peter Lee Forth, Flying Eagle losing ground, being caught by the rest of the field. Finn never recovered from that mistake. And still, Blue Skies, Bonaparte, Barrow Boy, and Peter Lee making up a little on the inside.
So you should make it by 7 o'clock. I'm staying here overnight, so I'll see you later in the morning.
James?
Rob.
I'm sorry. That was another dud race.
Yes, it was. You know, Rob, I think it's time that you and I got together, had a chat about things.
Okay.
Can you come up to the hotel and see me this evening at 7 o'clock, say?
Yes, of course.
Good. We may as well have a pleasant atmosphere for what we have to talk about. Come in. Oh, hello, Rob. Sit down, lad.
Thanks.
Can I get you a drink or something?
No, thank you, James.
Cigarette?
I don't use them.
no, of course not.
James, I think we both know why I'm here. Wouldn't it be better if we got on with it?
Yes, Rob. Though you'll appreciate it's not easy.
Well, try me.
I once told you that if ever I heard any rumors about you, I'd let you know.
That's right.
Oh, incidentally, how are you feeling these days?
I'm fine, physically.
And otherwise?
Well, a few winners will be a great boost to morale.
Of course.
Wait a minute, what are you driving at?
Well, Rob, I'll be honest with you. I hear that you have lost your nerve.
That's not true. Who told you that?
Well, several people have mentioned it in the last week or two.
Who are they?
Well, I don't really think I ought to quote names.
Yes, but I want to know.
Rob, I didn't believe them.
Thanks.
Well, not at first. But I've been watching you these past few days, and there's no doubt you're not riding well. Something has happened since your fall.
Nothing's happened, James. I think you're being influenced by these damn rumor mongers.
I'm sorry, Rob, but that's not good enough. Look, I want to help. Please tell me what's wrong.
Look, I honestly don't know. Every horse I've ridden these last 3 weeks seems to have had its feet dipped in treacle. It's been like fighting in a fog. I'm sure it's the horses, James.
John Ballerton wouldn't agree.
Ballerton? God, I might have known.
Now, listen, he thinks I pushed you on too fast, that I've given you top rides before you're ready for them. Perhaps I am partly to blame. Perhaps your winning run was just luck.
No, James. Anyway, that's only Ballerton's opinion.
I'm afraid not, Rob. You see, I'm having owner trouble about you as well, and that's serious.
Oh, God, no. I'm sorry, James. That must be very embarrassing for you.
Well, this sort of thing's catching. It's like a crash on the stock exchange, and you with a bad stock that's being offloaded.
Can I expect any rides at all?
A few, certainly. There's Mr. Broom's runners. He's in Australia. And anyway, he'll go along with my judgment.
Yes, but that's only three horses.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see how it goes.
What about Templet?
I haven't heard from Lord Tyrrell. He won't be stampeded. Yes, I think you can count on riding Template in the midwinter.
Well, at least there's something to look forward to.
I hope so. But I must be honest. You'll have to show better form in the few races you have got. Prove you got over the effects of that fall. Otherwise, well, I don't have to spell it out.
You've been very considerate, James. Thank you. I promise you, I won't let you down.
As I said, Rob, I find it difficult to believe you've lost your nerve. I think I know you, and you're not the sort. But we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Well, well, well. It isn't the Flying Finn.
Good evening, Mr. Keller.
Been to see James Axminster, have you?
Yes, I've just left him.
Sorting out the winners for him, I suppose, huh?
Something like that. Good night, Mr. Keller.
Hello. Wait a minute, lad. I got something for you. I think you'll be interested.
Yes?
Very good article in the Tribune.
Really?
Yes, here. You take my copy. See for yourself. The back page.
Oh, you mean Ingleton's racing column.
That's right. Now, there's a man in the know. Beats me how he gets his information.
I've heard he makes it up as he goes along.
Very good. Not this time, I think. Now, I said you'd be interested, didn't I? I reckon you've got him for libel.
And how do you make that out?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? I mean, damn it, he heads the article, Losing Your Nerve. Well, if you ignore it, everyone's going to think, well, you ought to sue him. You've a good case.
I don't see my name mentioned anywhere.
Oh, my God, man, who else could he be writing about?
I don't know. But I've no reason to assume he's getting at me. And I think you ought to be very careful with your advice about libel. Good night, Mr. Keller.
Good night.
Rob!
Can I come in?
Of course. Is something wrong?
No, not really. No, I'm a liar. It's been a terrible day.
Oh, poor Rob.
I just thought I'd come and see how you were passing the time.
I'm in the middle of decorating the kitchen.
I'll give you a hand. We've got all evening.
But you always go to bed early before a racing day.
Tomorrow's not a racing day. Not for me, anyway.
Oh, Rob.
People aren't exactly fighting each other to employ me at the moment.
Oh, well, it's probably a good thing to take things easy for a while.
Oh, yes.
Well, you have been under the weather lately since that fall. Look, why don't you go and see a...
No, doctors. There's nothing wrong with me.
Why, I was going to say a travel agent. Take a holiday somewhere with plenty of sun. You know, Jamaica, the Canary Islands.
Yes, perhaps. When the season's finished.
Well, if you're not working...
I said I wasn't very busy. I'm not unemployed yet. I still have one or two customers to keep happy. Come on, let's get on with that decorating, eh?
No.
Why not?
Because I need a break. I've been busy all day. Now, will you take me out and cheer me up?
Of course I will. I'm sorry, Joanna. I'm like a bear with a sore head.
That's all right.
Where would you like to go?
Oh, we'll think of somewhere quiet.
How are you feeling now?
Oh, much better.
Good.
Yes, this is what you needed as well. Something to take you out of yourself. You'll never get anywhere brooding over your troubles, you know.
Joanna, you're right, as always.
You bet I am. Oh, my God. She's had more than enough to drink.
Who?
That woman under the makeup and diamonds.
Hey, that's Aunt Matthew's wife. You know about Aunt. I told you, the jockey who shot himself.
Well, she seems to have got over it well enough.
Oh, God, she's coming over here.
Well, hide your face. Don't let her see you.
Oh, she hardly knows me. She never had much to do with any of this, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I'm sorry, my dear.
That's all right.
Oh, Rob, there's beer all down your jacket. Give me a handkerchief.
Oh, let me, love. Let me. I'm sorry.
No, I'll do it, Mrs. Matthews.
Oh, you know me, do you? Where did we meet, darling? Let's have a look at you. I can't seem to remember your pretty face. Oh, it's unforgivable. I don't remember you.
My name's Rob Finn, Mrs. Matthews. I'm a jockey. I knew Art.
Art? Oh, yes. See, he's gone, you know.
Yes, I know.
He left me, he did. Left me to suffer. He didn't care about me, and he didn't care there was no money.
I'm sorry.
All he thought about was racing.
Art was a great jockey.
Big deal.
Mrs. Matthews, please, everybody's looking.
Are you married, love?
No, I'm not.
Well, you find yourself a rich man. No problems with a rich man. I've got a rich man, love. See the engagement ring? He's a bookie. He can't lose.
Careful, Mrs. Matthew. Oh, God, she can't stand up.
I'll give you a tip. You get out of racing, love, before it's too late.
Oh, really, Mrs. Matthews?
They'll get you like they did Art, you see.
God, this is embarrassing.
That racing crowd, they're rotten, the whole lot of them. Keller. That muckraker Ingleton, they make me sick. Shall I tell you something, love? Shall I?
Come on, Joanna, I don't need this.
My old man, Art, he didn't kill himself. He was murdered. I know.
Ignore her, Rob. Good night, Mrs. Matthews.
Now, you remember, love. Never trust a jockey. Bring you nothing but trouble, I can tell you.
Why did we have to bump into her tonight? She's so drunk, she doesn't know what she's saying.
Right now, I wish I was drunk.
All right, if that's what you want, we'll find a quiet little pub and we'll get plastered together. Well, are you drunk yet?
Oh, yes. I can see two of you already.
Well, some people have all the luck.
Would you like to go back to the disco?
No, I'm quite happy here.
Hey, Charlie!
Hello?
Can we have the telly on?
Of course you can. What do you want to see?
The racing program. Boris Kemp Law.
Ah. There you are. Thanks.
Do you want to go?
No, it's all right. Might as well hear what he's got to say.
And now I want to move to our last item this evening. You'll remember we touched on the subject of handicapping on our last program. Well, tonight, I'm taking up one or two of the points raised with a well-known trainer, Corin Keller.
Good evening.
Corin, last week I was quoting the instance of a good, fast horse that can have its advantages handicapped down to practically nothing.
It can happen.
But from a handicapping point of view, surely it's sufficient to let a horse, any horse, perform as well as it can, or as you want it to.
My horses are trained to win. I expect them to be ridden the same way. Racing is about winning.
Yes, of course, but it must be better to win by one length than, say, 10. 10 lengths means the horse will be allotted more weights next time out.
Oh, naturally, if you would plan it as precisely as that. But you must remember, one is always in the hands of the jockey. One stupid mistake from him and weeks of work are all thrown away.
But are they? It does the handicap good.
Well?
No, I mean, there is some compensation for not getting the most out of a horse, even if it's the jockey's fault. It may be, as you say, a stupid mistake.
Yes, you get plenty of them.
Well, that's the trainer speaking. But what if it was something more serious?
I'd say that would certainly be obvious to a handicapper. He'd take it into account. I mean, there's a case in point right now.
Oh, really?
Yes, everything this jockey rides goes to the back of the field. It's clear there's nothing wrong with the horses. It's the jockey. So he took a tumble a few weeks ago, but that's part of the game. He's afraid. It's as simple as that. But it's not the horse.
Oh, perhaps in certain circumstances, the occasional bad result is inevitable.
I don't call 30 bad races in a row occasional. Anyway, one of those horses was mine, in first-class condition. Just a shocking exhibition of riding. Proves me point. One is always in the hands of the jockey.
Well, I'm sure we haven't heard the last of this subject, but that's all we've time for this evening. Thank you, Corin Keller, for joining me, and so it's good night. And I hope you'll join me at the same time next week for all that's interesting in this racing world.
Rob, was Mr. Keller talking about you?
You know damn well he was.
I'm sorry, Rob. We shouldn't have stayed. Come on, let's go.
And there's nothing between the first two as they come up to the last 50 yards. It's between old rivals, Kozak and Perseverance. And on the line, it's Perseverance just edging Kozak into second. Third time, slip, four, Avocado Pair. Five, Slipstream, six, Spotlight. And yet another disappointing ride for Finn on Spotlight. 7 pumps down, 8 Relativity, 9 Brasilia, and comes in.
Well, Rob?
All right, James, say it.
I don't know what to say. You were never in the race.
Look, he just wouldn't move. No life in him.
I can't let it go on like this, Rob. You must realize.
Yes, I know.
Believe me, I'm sorry. I really am. I'll have to replace you at Chepstow tomorrow.
I understand.
Look, Rob, I want to help. Would you mind if I made a suggestion?
I'm hardly in a position to refuse, am I?
A very good friend of mine, we were at school together. He's a psychiatrist in Harley Street. If I gave you his address, would you go and have a word with him?
You think I'm that far gone?
I think, Rob, that you are potentially a first-class jockey. One of the best I've ever had. But something is wrong. Seriously wrong. And if I were you, I would move heaven and earth to find out what it is.
Well, Mr. Finn, it's been a very interesting, in fact, absorbing hour or so.
I didn't really want to come and see you.
Well, that's not an unusual reaction.
But can you do anything for me?
No. At least not medically.
Then it's all been a waste of time.
Well, I can give you something to help you relax. I don't think you need it, but it may be useful. No, what I can do, hopefully, is to create the right condition for you to solve your problems for yourself.
I wish I knew how.
Well, you've already started.
I don't see that.
Well, you've just spent the best part of an hour telling me about yourself, your career, your colleagues. You've described very clearly, if I may say so, the sequence of events leading to your present situation.
Well?
Well, problems, if they go beyond a certain point, begin to inhibit a personality. Put it in blinkers, if you'll pardon the expression. Now, it's part of my job to remove those blinkers. In your case, to help you to see your problems more objectively.
I think I understand, yes.
And that isn't necessarily best achieved by concentrating on the obvious. It's often the unspoken or the casual remark that help most to understand. For instance, you mentioned one or two things this afternoon that I found interesting, although you skated over them.
Really? What were they?
The Art Matthews incident, but more particularly, your meeting with Mrs. Matthews. Now, I remember you just laughed about it.
Oh, yes, in the disco.
Hmm.
Yes, when she said he didn't kill himself, he was murdered. Oh, she was drunk. She didn't know what she was saying.
Yes. Now, I must be careful here, but, you know, drink can be a great loosener of inhibitions. And sometimes, of truth.
But I saw Art shoot himself. I was there, I told you.
Mr. Finn, there's suicide and suicide. A man can put the gun to his head, but the finger that pulls the trigger isn't necessarily his, if you understand what I'm getting at.
Yes, I do, but really, I wouldn't know.
Well, forget that if you like, but the other interesting comment you made was, oddly enough, something that James had said.
What was that?
Something about a hoodoo. Now, if I remember you correctly, you said that all these incidents you've described have happened to good jockeys, successful jockeys.
That's right, he did say that.
Would you call yourself successful?
Well, I had a very good run of winners before that bad fall.
Exactly. You were successful. And then suddenly, you came under that hoodoo.
But that's ridiculous. You're suggesting we're all the victims of black magic or something.
Yes, but is it also far-fetched? I know it sounds it, but can you be positive that your present situation and the other jockey's problems are all totally isolated, all purely coincidental?
No, of course I can't. I've never really thought about it.
Yes, well, Mr. Finn, along with the written prescription, I want to suggest another.
Yes?
You've told me you won't be racing for a week or two, right? So you're going to have some time in your hands. Now, why don't you, as a pure exercise, if you like, try to solve that particular riddle? Think about it.
I don't see how. I reckon it'd be a waste of time.
Mr. Finn, the reason you're sitting here now is because you have a crisis of confidence, of nerve. Nothing you do to resolve that crisis is a waste of time. In fact, I believe it's important for you and for your future as a jockey.
Well, if you put it like that, I'll have to see what I can do.
Good, good. Now, may I make a purely personal suggestion?
Yes. What's that?
If I were you, I think I'd have a word at some point with Mrs. Art Matthews.
Part 4 of Breaking Point, a serial for radio dramatized by Roy Lomax and based on Nerve, a novel by Dick Francis.